Sigrid and the band. Lovely moment just there with Sigrid where she tapped David on the shoulders and said, oh my goodness me, were you in Harry Potter? She then said something we couldn't transmit on the air, but I think needless to say you scared her a little bit. In the day.
You were really scary in that movie. I'm very delighted. Good, but this movie was, I was really afraid.
So. Your knee's still trembling there. It's brilliant. We're having some lovely messages coming in. Is David's stripy jumper a gorgeous red and pink affair? Orange and red?
It's a collection of burnt oranges, I'd say.
It tumbles down from a deep burgundy to a sort of saffron.
Tumbles down the chest.
Well, if so, it's the same jumper he was wearing when he sat a row ahead of me at the Wyndham Theatre a couple of weeks ago.
It's a smelly jumper, basically.
It's not being washed. Is it difficult with knitwear, though? I mean, you can't just Febreze the armpits.
How do you know I haven't washed it? Why are we
I have no idea. I have huge nostrils, David Tennant. Ollie in Bromsgrove says, you're a very nice man, and thanks for posing for the photograph. Helen, Albert, who's 3, and Mabel, who's 2, say, please say a massive thank you to David for being the best highway rat. My son,
you're
Albert, talk to Mabel. They're obsessed, currently very funny seeing them listening to the rat of the highway being interviewed on the radio.
That's probably
a bit confusing for them.
Brilliant.
Sue, you are going back to the conducting, aren't you? Because you were fantastic on Maestro back in 2008.
Yeah, I still do a little bit.
Yeah.
I do a kids' concert, which I love. We're going to the South Bank on, I think, the 24th, and we do a big kids' concert just to get all the young'uns into music. Because, unfortunately, music funding's been really cut. So it's just to sort of say, look, there's a tuba. Do you want to blow on a tuba? And look, there's a cello. And we just belt through all the classics. We've got bits from the Harry Potter score and Star Wars and Superman and Shrek and Lion King, and we just laugh for 2 hours.
Sounds
and people
glorious.
Just sort of run around the auditorium dressed as Batwoman, and it's great.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
coming down. And do you get up and conduct?
I do a lot of arm waving.
So many skills.
That's really cool.
So many skills.
It's really cool.
She was on this show, Sigrid, where they took lots of celebrities, people from drama and actors and sportsmen, and taught them to be conductors. And Sue won. She was the maestro. She was amazing. See, I immediately want to clap you. I'm so sorry. What is it with me?
Maestro.
Maestro. So, so very good. We've got a caller for you, Sigrid, on the line. We should have Lulu Rowe, who is 9, nearly 10 in Exmoor. Good morning, Lulu.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. When are you going to be 10, Lulu?
March the 17th.
Okay, it's in the day. Are you going to have a party?
I think I might go to Lush and make some soap.
Oh, nice. That's the place that smells at the station. Yes. It's right next to a cheese shop in Victoria. But anyway, I digress. You have a question for Sigrid. What is your question, Lulu?
I got loads, but this is the main one. I'm 9, nearly 10. What did you do at this age? I like doing dancing and making slime.
This is so weird. Do you know what, Lulu? This is really funny because I remember when I was 9 or 10 too, I remember I was biking a lot, bicycling, and I also made slime with my sister. That was really fun. We bought it at the aquarium, the local aquarium, and we made slime. It was great.
There you go.
So kind of the same.
Got that in common, Lulu. You're both slime creators. I know mums and dads across the country are like, oh, please don't make any more slime. I've literally got no cosmetics left whatsoever. Go for it. It's lots of fun. It's also fun when you step on it in the dark at night and scare yourself after death. Have you got another question, Lulu? That was such a good question.
What is your favourite emoji?
Tough question,
that's
Lulu.
That's a great question.
That's a really good question.
Let's see. My favourite emoji, I think it is the one with the sunglasses. I just feel quite cool whenever I text that to people.
Yeah.
What is your favourite emoji?
Didn't you get confused about emojis recently, David Tennant?
I did get confused about emojis recently. Somebody came up to me and went, just remember, the eggplant emoji is not just an eggplant.
Oh.
I went, it's not?
It's not.
I didn't know that.
I know.
I still don't know that.
No, I know. We've all got something.
I've been using that a lot.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with it.
All right.
Sue Perkins' favourite emoji.
Oh, the poo emoji. Come on.
Of course.
Multi-purpose.
Known that.
The little triangle of brown that says everything you need to say. Love
so
it.
So well. Lulu, happy birthday for March, and thank you so much for your brilliant question. Lulu Rowe, wasn't she?
Thank you.
Amazing.
Okay, Sigrid, you're going to perform for us again. What are you going to do next for us?
This time we're going to do Strangers.
Strangers, live on BBC Radio 2. Here is Sigrid.